Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. I'm coming to you from Kenya today, very hot and dry today. We're into the dry season, haven't had any rain here for a couple of weeks, and so everything is getting dry. It's going to be this way for about 3 months, and then we'll go into what they call the long rains in the spring, about March, and it'll rain from March up until about June, and they call that the long rains. So that's the planting season of the spring, and so we're very thankful we have crops that we've harvested. We harvested maize, we harvested groundnuts and beans, and now we've got vegetable crops out there to harvest, vegetable crops that we have planted during the rain, and now we're using them to feed the children at the children's home. And the church is going well. We had a great service on Christmas Day with about 80 or 90 adults and about 40 or 50 children. So the church was packed and we had children sitting on the floor. It was a great sight to see that church packed. And so I want to give you just a brief update on the crusade that we had in Tanzania a week ago on December 17th to 20th. We had a great crusade in Tarime in Tanzania, south of the Kenya border, on the west side of Tanzania, and we had many people there over the course of 4 days. We had probably 7,000 or 8,000 people come to the crusade. Some of them came, many of them came day after day. We had 40 pastors we were working with, and a bishop, a pastor from Mwanza, organized the event and mobilized the pastors and our help down there. And so we had a great crusade. We had over 400 salvation decisions in the 4 days, and all of the names of those people who came forward to make a decision, their names are recorded, their contact information, their phone or their district, part of the city where they lived, was recorded. And so they will be shepherded by the local pastors that will follow up with those people, talk to them, see that they're baptized, see that they're shepherded into a church. And so that follow-up is very important to disciple these people. One church pastor recorded on Sunday of the crusade, on Sunday morning, that he had 10 new saved believers in his church already on that Sunday. And so it's a great boost to the local pastors and a great boost to the kingdom of God there in Tanzania. I want to report on a miracle in Tanzania that was very shocking to me. I'd heard people say that Tanzania was coronavirus free, but I really doubted it. I didn't believe it until we got down there. And way back in April, the president of Tanzania called on the whole country to cry out to the Lord. And he did this in a proclamation over the whole country. And he was very adamant and very vocal about, we need to cry out to the Lord. So he declared 3 days of prayer and fasting for the whole country. And he said, the churches shall not shut down. The churches shall be in business. They shall stay in business just as usual. And he encouraged the people to flock to churches to pray and to cry out to the Lord and to fast. And let it be known that Tanzania was going to stand up and believe in God to deliver them from the torment of the coronavirus. And beloved, I believe God answered their prayer. The president received worldwide condemnation and condemnation from the World Health Organization and other health organizations. They mocked him, they ridiculed him, but he stood by his guns and he said, we're going to trust God to deliver us. We're going to trust God to free us, and we're not going to shut the churches down. We're not going to shut the schools or the businesses or anything down in this country. We believe God is going to deliver us. And beloved, when we got to Tanzania, we took our masks off and we breathed deep, and there was no coronavirus in Tanzania. None of the pastors knew anybody in their churches who had suffered from coronavirus. Our bishop, Andrea from Mwanza, a city of over 1 million people, he did not know one single person that had been sick from coronavirus. And so I believe that Tanzania gave or came forward with the proper response, and they cried out to the Lord. They humbled themselves before the Lord, and they fasted and they prayed and said, God, we believe you are able to free us from this coronavirus. And beloved, I believe that God has freed them. I believe that the coronavirus is not in that country, and I don't think they're going to have to deal with it. They stopped keeping statistics and tracking it way back in April. And the president, after that three-day time of prayer and fasting, he declared Tanzania to be free of coronavirus. So that is the main miracle that I saw in Tanzania, besides the miracles that God did with people at the crusade. Well, in addition to the 400 or so salvations that we had at the crusade, God did some major work in people there. Witchcraft and witch doctors are very big in Tanzania. Many people run to the witch doctors and get medicines, and they run to have seances and spells cast on their enemies and cast on people. And so there is a predominant spirit of witchcraft over that whole country. Witches and witch doctors rent whole television programs and whole channels on television programs. So you can find on every cable network a program of witch doctors spouting their wares and touting their wares. And so there were many people there at the crusade. They would come forward for the altar call. We'd pray for them. The power of God, the glory of God would come down, and the glory would envelop them, and the power would hit them, and they would many times just pass out and faint out. And then we would carry them into a tent that we had set up that was manned by church workers, and we would pray for these people until those demons were cast out, until those demons of witchcraft and all of those nasty things were cast out of them, and people would come to their right mind. And many, many people, I would say over 200, maybe 200 to 300 people over the four-day crusade were delivered of witchcraft demons. And so this is a major victory for the kingdom of God, a major victory for the pastors and the ministerial association in Tarime. And so in addition to that, we had several people to give testimonies about major healing. When God touched them, they were given a major healing. Three people who came to the Crusades walking on crutches, walked across the stage without crutches. Two of them, we had to help them because they were very weak. They hadn't used their legs for many years. But one lady, she gave her crutches to a pastor, and she walked across the stage and walked back unaided. And she was giving God all the glory for giving her the strength in her legs to walk across that stage. And so God did some mighty works there. And beloved, when God gives his word out, when his word is spoken over people, he confirms his word with signs, wonders, and miracles. He confirms his word by showing the power that he has by delivering people of demons and by healing every disease and healing every sickness that they have. And so we saw all of that at the crusade. We're going to be going back to Tanzania in the spring. We have two more places that are open doors for us, calling us, begging us to come. And so we're going to be going either to Mbeya, way down in the southern district of Tanzania, or we're going to go back to Mwanza, where we were last year in February, and we'll be at one of those places in late March or late February or early March. And so pray with us. Pray that God will bring the provision. Pray that God will give us the right place, the wisdom to choose the right place, the open door for the right place. And so we thank the Lord for the great crusade there in Tanzania. Well, we're going to talk about the Word became flesh today. And if you have your Bible there, turn it to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, one of the most beautiful passages of Scripture in the whole Bible. John chapter 1, it talks about the Word, which is another name for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ in John 1 was called the Word. John knew Jesus intimately. He was the beloved apostle, the one that Jesus loved. And he says here in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Well, beloved, we can learn several things about Jesus from this passage of Scripture. Number one, that he is the Word. He is the same as the Word that we study. He is the same as the Word that we recite and memorize. He is the same as the Word that we hide in our heart. Jesus Christ is the Word. And so the Word was with God, we find out. The Word was with God from the beginning, and the Word was God. And so we see the Trinity, or two parts of the Trinity right there. We see God the Father, because it says God, that the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ was fully God before he came to the earth, before he became incarnate as a man. He was fully God, and even as a man, even after he took on flesh, he was still fully God. He was still divine, and yet he lived as a man. He was called the Son of Man, and he was also called the Son of God, and he still is the Son of God and the Son of Man. And so he was in the beginning with God, and there was no time when Jesus Christ was not with God. He was not born. He was born as a man, but he was not born as God when he was with God. And it says in verse 3, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. So Jesus Christ, all things, all creation was made through him. In other words, he had his imprint, he had his template, he had his DNA in everything that was made. And beloved, we're not going to get off this planet to go check the other planets or the other universes. The only way you're going to get off this planet is to die, and then your soul and your spirit, even though your fleshly body will be left behind, your soul and your spirit will go to heaven if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord. And verse 4 says, in him was life, was life. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. That's John 14, 6. I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. Beloved, if you want to get to God, you can talk about God all you want, and your God may be different than God the Father, Jehovah God, the Father of Jesus Christ. Your God may be just a loving super daddy in the sky. I don't know what your vision or your conception of God is, but if your conception does not include God, Jehovah God, as the Father of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, his Son, then you have a false and mistaken concept of God. And it says, in him was life, in Jesus was life, and the life was the light of men. So in Jesus there is life. Jesus said, if you know me, you will never die. And if you die, you will, and even if you die, you shall live. If you know Jesus Christ, you will never die, because the moment you shut your eyes here on this earth, the moment you close your eyes here, Jesus Christ and the angels of the Lord, will usher you into heaven. And the angels of the Lord will take you to the gates of heaven, where you will be ushered into heaven for all eternity. And so Jesus Christ is the life. You know the resurrection. You will know the resurrection because of your knowledge of Jesus Christ. And even if you die, you shall live. So you need not fear death if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Well, I'm going to then refer to verse 5. It says, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Well, beloved, when Jesus came, and he came as a baby lying in that manger, he came here to save the world of their sins. The Bible tells us that the darkness did not comprehend Jesus coming. Even the great King Herod, who was Herod the king over Israel at that time, he didn't understand it. He wanted to kill Jesus. He knew that something strange had happened. He knew that there had been a divine being born in that region, but he wanted to kill the baby Jesus, and so there was a darkness there, and that darkness is still here. That's the spirit of the Antichrist. That's the spirit that wants to kill the prophets. That's the spirit that wants to kill Jesus. That's the one spirit that wants to snuff out the knowledge of Jesus Christ and the knowledge of God here on the earth. And beloved, that spirit will be with us until the day of the return of Jesus. And even after that, after the millennial reign, there will be a short time of return of the devil to this earth. And so that spirit of the Antichrist, that spirit of darkness that did not receive Jesus, is still with us. And those of us in the faith, those of us who have received Jesus, we need to contend for the faith. We need to contend for the light. And God will rescue us. God will deliver us. And God will strengthen us in the battle against the darkness. Well, I'm going to jump down here to verse 12. It says, as many as received Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who are not born, not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, you must be born again. You must be born again. And Nicodemus, who was a keeper of the law and a teacher of the law, he didn't understand. And he said, well, what do you mean? Do I have to go back into my mother's womb and come out a second time and be born again? And Jesus was talking about a spiritual birth. And that's what this verse is talking about. Verse 13, not to be born of the blood or the will of the flesh, but nor of the will of man, but of God. Beloved, if you are not born again, if your spirit has not had that rebirth, if your spirit has not submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ and humbled yourself before the Lord Jesus Christ and be born again, to know the rebirth, to know that being born again means that you are in alignment with God's kingdom, to be born in the spiritual realm, in alignment with what God has spoken over your life, what God has proclaimed and declared over your life. And then in verse 12, as many as received him, to them he gave the right, or he gave the authority to become children of God. When you speak Jesus' name, to those who believe in his name, with your heart you believe, resulting in righteousness, and with your mouth you confess, resulting in salvation. It happens in the heart first. When you start to believe, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man believeth in his heart, so is he. When you start to believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, that he is the Son of God, he is the Son of the one true living God, and when you start to believe that in your heart and you confess that before men with your mouth, then you are born again and you then will be given the right to become a child of the living God. Beloved, that's the salvation message right there. If you don't know anything about the Bible, if you are a newcomer to the Bible, if you're a newcomer to the kingdom of God, understand this. If you read the first 14 verses in the first chapter of John, you're going to understand everything about the Bible, because you're going to understand Jesus was sent by God. You're going to understand that Jesus came in the flesh and that he died on the cross and shed his precious, perfect blood for you, that you can know him for all eternity, that you can be saved. Jesus is God among us. His name is Emmanuel, God among us. And so when you receive him, when you believe and you receive and you say yes to Jesus, then you have the right and you have the authority to claim yourself or proclaim yourself as a child of God. And beloved, when you do that, then you can start to have authority over the devil in your life. There are some of you out there, you've had a battle with the devil in terms of alcoholism or drug use or pornography or many other sins, lying, cheating, stealing from your boss. There's many ways that people sin. Maybe you're cheating on your wife or you're fornicating. You're not married and yet you're fornicating with single women or single men. I say to you today, when you declare Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of your life, you have authority over the devil in your life. You have authority then to proclaim and claim yourself to be a member of the kingdom of God. You are a child of God, and you have authority over the devil. You have authority over the works of the devil, the works of the evil one in your life, and you can then go to a higher height. You can go to a higher place, and you can defeat the devil. Jesus said, I came to defeat the works of the devil. I came to set the captives free, to declare release to the prisoners and those who are bound. I came to preach the gospel to the poor, to give sight to the blind, and to declare this, the favorable year of the Lord. And so we know that this year coming up, 2021, is going to be the favorable year of the Lord for some people. Some people are going to say yes to Jesus. Some people are going to say, yes, Jesus, I want to make you the Lord of my life. Some people are going to say, yes, Jesus, I'm tired of living under the foot of the devil. I'm tired of being whipped around by the devil, and I'm tired of giving in to temptation all the time. I tell you today, your life can change by the power and the blood of Jesus. Your life can change by what Jesus can do in your life, because he will give you the authority to become a child of God. Well, I'm going to close here in verse 14. Verse 14 talks about Jesus coming in the flesh, and that's what we just celebrated. Was the birthday of Jesus. And if some people say, well, we don't know when Jesus was born, so we shouldn't be celebrating, and it's just a pagan holiday. No, beloved, it's not a pagan holiday. It's the birthday of our Son, Jesus Christ. The pagans are trespassers on all the days of the calendar. The pagans are trespassers on the 365 days of the year. And so if Jesus wants to take one day, or if we want to grant one day and celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, we certainly have the right as children of God to say, we want to celebrate your birthday, Jesus. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our celebration. You are worthy of our joy. And we are going to take one day and celebrate you. And it may not be the actual day that Jesus was born. I don't think anybody listening to me today can remember the day you were born. Somebody told you you were born on that day, or you wouldn't know it. But I know Jesus was born on one day, because in verse 14 it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word, Jesus Christ, became flesh and dwelt among us. Or that Hebrew word dwelt is tabernacled. He tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Well, you have to remember the Apostle John witnessed the crucifixion. He was there at the foot of the cross, witnessing his beloved friend and master and Savior, Jesus Christ, on the cross, and the pain and agony that he went through. And he also witnessed the resurrection, and he witnessed many miracles and many things that Jesus did. And he said, if we could write many, many books, it wouldn't hold all of the miracles and hold all of the things that Jesus Christ did while he was walking on this earth. But John says, we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten. John knew he was the divine Son of the one true living God. John knew, after witnessing all these things, there was no man on the earth like Jesus. He knew, after witnessing the resurrection and witnessing the crucifixion and witnessing Jesus the 40 days after the resurrection, he knew Jesus Christ was who he says he was. He was the divine Son of God, fully man and fully divine, fully God. And he said, we beheld the glory, his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Well, beloved, that is going to be the close of my message today. I hope you know Jesus Christ as your Lord. I hope you know him as your Savior. I hope you know him, and that you are confident and assured that if you die You're going to be with Jesus for all eternity. You're going to be with the angels. You're going to be with the Apostle John and Paul and Barnabas and Peter and all the other apostles. You will be with them, with Moses and Abraham. You will be with them for all eternity. And if you don't have that assurance, you need to make a decision today. Let me know, pureprairie@hotmail.com. Let me know you've made a decision. We can get you some literature to start your Christian walk, to start you on your journey. And beloved, if you don't know that, make that decision today. Don't let this day pass you by without you having a talk with the Lord. Get down on your knees, repent, confess, and make a confession. And then follow it up with Christian baptism, and you will have the right to claim yourself as a child of the living God. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that. All of you who have supported and prayed for us over the years, we appreciate you very much as 2020 draws to a close, and we look forward to another great year of crusades and projects here in Africa, another great year of this radio broadcast. And so we invite you to support this ministry. You will be thankful you did. We will be thankful. The Lord will bless you. And so we thank you for your support. We invite you, those who have not supported us, take time, sit down, write us out a check, let us know you're listening, and we will be grateful to you, and the Lord will be forever grateful. Stay tuned for contact information. Thank you again for listening. Have a great week. Tune in again next week.